Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty fascinating, a study that suggests the stress you experienced when you were younger could be impacting your brain health even now. We're going to be talking about the long-term effects of stress on cognition, like going all the way down to the molecular level.
Yeah. You know, it's a common misconception that stress only has immediate effects. This study from 2022 by Shlomi and their team in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences, it really dives into the potential for like lasting impacts. It's pretty interesting.
Absolutely. The study focuses on this concept called unpredictable chronic mild stress, or UCMS, which was used on mice in the study. What makes this type of stress so different and potentially so impactful on the brain?
Well, think about it this way. It's not just about how intense the stress is, but the fact that it's unpredictable. Imagine never knowing when or how you're going to be stressed. It keeps you on edge. In the study, they exposed these mice to various stressors, like cages with wet sawdust, tilted cages, and even soiled cages, like all to disrupt their routine.
So it's not just like a one-time stressful event, but this constant feeling of uncertainty. That must have been really unsettling for those mice.
Exactly. And the researchers found that initially the mice showed higher levels of anxiety, but that decreased over time. However, what's fascinating is that cognitive impairments, they emerged later. It's almost like a delayed reaction, which underscores that stress can have these subtle creeping effects that might not be immediately obvious.
That is fascinating. And it really makes you wonder what's happening at the molecular level. Can you tell us more about the specific molecules the researchers were interested in?
Of course. The study zeroes in on two key players, SIRT1 and the TRPB receptor. These molecules are crucial for brain function and something called brain plasticity, which is essentially the brain's ability to change and adapt over time.
Brain plasticity, that sounds important. And the study found that stress can actually change these molecules.
Precisely. Both SIRT1 and TRKB have different isoforms. Think of them like different versions of the same protein, each with its own unique function. And the study found that UCMS seemed to create an imbalance in these isoforms, particularly in the female mice. They observed an increase in a shorter SIRT1 isoform and a decrease in the full-length TRKB receptor. And both of these changes have been linked to negative outcomes in the brain.
So it's not just the presence or absence of these molecules, but the specific type or version that matters. It's incredibly insightful. And you mentioned that this was especially pronounced in female mice. What are the implications of that?
That's a key takeaway here. This difference suggests that stress might affect these molecular pathways differently based on sex. It's a crucial point to consider and really highlights the need for more research into sex-specific effects of stress on the brain.
That's a great point, and one we shouldn't overlook. So how exactly did the researchers measure these molecular changes? I imagine it's not as simple as just looking at the brain under a microscope, right?
Yeah, you're right. It requires some sophisticated techniques. They analyzed brain tissue to see the levels of different proteins and how active certain genes are, giving them a snapshot of what's happening on a molecular level in different areas of the brain.
That's impressive. So we've established that stress can change these crucial molecules in the brain, particularly SIRT1 and TRKB. But how do these changes actually impact cognition in the long run?
That's what we'll explore next. Remember how I mentioned those specific isoforms? Well, it turns out those are very important for understanding how stress might be accelerating brain aging. The study points to a potential link between chronic stress and something called cellular senescence, which is essentially the process of cells aging and not functioning as efficiently as they used to.
So you're saying stress could actually make our brains age faster?
That's the idea the study is exploring. While the study didn't definitively prove that stress caused cellular senescence in these mice, the findings are very interesting. Remember that increase in the shorter SIRT1 isoform we talked about? Well, that shorter form has been linked to, like, increased senescence.
And what about the decrease in the full-length TRKB receptor? Does that play a role in this aging process too?
It certainly doesn't help. TRKB plays a vital role in brain cell survival and growth, so having less of the full-length functional version could make the brain more vulnerable to the effects of aging.
It sounds like stress is tipping the scales towards these less beneficial versions of the proteins. And that could be setting the stage for accelerated brain aging. But what does that actually mean for cognitive function? Like, how would we notice these effects in our daily lives?
That's a great question. Cognitive decline isn't just something that happens in our later years. It can start much earlier. And this study suggests that chronic stress might be a contributing factor. Think about things like memory, attention, and learning.
So if we're chronically stressed, we might start noticing it's harder to focus, remember things, or learn new information.
Exactly. And those subtle changes can accumulate over time, potentially leading to more significant cognitive impairments down the road.
This is pretty concerning. So how did the researchers actually observe these cognitive changes in the mice? Did they give them little mouse IQ tests?
Not exactly, but they did use some clever techniques to assess their cognitive abilities. For example, they used a maze to test the mice's spatial memory.
So they could see how quickly the mice learned the layout of the maze and if they remembered it later on.
Precisely. They also observed the mice in other settings to assess things like anxiety, exploration, and decision-making. All of these behaviors can give us insights into their cognitive function.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've learned about unpredictable chronic mild stress, the key players CERT1 and TRKB in their different isoforms, and we've even touched on how those changes might be linked to accelerated brain aging.
And we've discussed how those molecular changes can potentially manifest in observable ways impacting our memory, attention, and learning abilities.
All right, so before we wrap up, let's connect all this back to our listener today. What are the key takeaways you want them to leave with? It seems like the biggest takeaway here is, even if you're like way past your teenage years, the stress you experienced back then could still be having an impact on your cognitive health today.
Yeah, it really highlights that those teen years are a crucial period for brain development. And this research suggests that like disruptions during that time, especially from chronic stress, it could have, you know, long-lasting consequences.
So it's not just about managing stress in the moment, but also being mindful of the potential long-term effects, especially for young people.
Absolutely. And while this research paints a, you know, somewhat concerning picture, it also opens up exciting avenues for future exploration. If we can like pinpoint these molecular mechanisms at play, could we potentially develop interventions to counteract those negative effects?
That would be amazing. It sounds like there's still a lot to learn, but this research provides a valuable starting point for understanding how stress and these specific molecules might be contributing to age-related cognitive decline.
Precisely. And by understanding these mechanisms, we might be able to develop more targeted approaches to protect brain health and potentially even like slow down the aging process.
It's a powerful reminder that knowledge is key. The more we understand about how stress affects our brains, the better equipped we'll be to take proactive steps to safeguard our cognitive health.
And that's a message worth spreading. Taking care of our mental well-being is an investment in our long-term cognitive health.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today into the complex world of stress and its effects on the brain. It's definitely given us a lot to think about and hopefully empowers our listener to prioritize their cognitive health.